And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Oh, saving the world one soundbite at a time. And I mean, like to say, we are covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I mean, this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. And then I'll be honest with you, in every single one of those places, there's child trafficking. So just got a text in on the text line. This one came from Frank from Huntsville. He says, breaking news on child sex acts. And he has a picture of a story, breaking news from WHNT Channel 19 out of Huntsville, breaking a foster parent. He was a foster parent. Huntsville police arrested a man for engaging in sex acts as a foster parent. And that's, see, all I'm telling you is this. It's not out there. It's here. All right. It's not just somewhere else. It's here. Don't be blind to the fact. If this is your calling, get involved. If it's your calling to support, get involved. But whatever you do, don't be blind to the idea that because, you know, there was a movie with Liam Neeson called Taken that looked like it was in Europe, that means it's out there. It's not. It's here. I mean, it's easy to think it's out there when you see stories like this one from the Jerusalem Post, believe it or not, reporting on the whole Ghislaine Maxwell. You remember her? She was the henchwoman for Jeffrey Epstein. That guy was a sick individual. Jeffrey Epstein had his own special island in the U.S. Virgin Islands where he would, you know, who knows? We don't know what all happened there. That one, sooner or later, someone's going to find the diary and they're going to make that known. And it needs to happen. Because I think there was a whole lot of people there that were flying out to his special island and things that were happening. There's probably people buried on that island. But nonetheless, Ghislaine Maxwell is in jail right now in Florida. 5 charges for recruiting and grooming girls for Epstein to abuse between the years 1994 and 2004. 10 years. The U.S. government has urged an appeals court to uphold her conviction and her 20-year prison sentence. And so it's easy to read these stories and go, well, that was that thing. He was that rich guy from New York. He had a place in the Virgin Islands. I mean, you know, doesn't affect me, but I hate that it happened. No, it's right around here. Then you can look at it and think, well, it's our southern border. This is Alabama. We're not on the southern border. It's out there. Like the story from Fox News. We have a guy named Tim Ballard. In fact, the movie that we're going to talk about later, coming out next week, is his story. But he spoke to Congress recently, and he talked about the border control policies. And in his words, having spent 12 years, he says, on the Mexican border, some of it undercover, battling child trafficking, he says, it's exactly as you're describing. The policies of this administration, the Biden administration, are absolutely incentivizing it. It's the wind at the sails of the traffickers, he says. I mean, they're being told, in his words, they're being told, come on, you're going to get in, just come on. It's why the number of the unaccompanied minors has tripled in this time period. Ballard alleged that traffickers, they'll come in, I'll just paraphrase here. What he says they do is an unaccompanied minor will come in with a coyote, and the coyote will let the child then be taken across the border after they've gotten paid for it. They abandon the child. They don't care. The child then has a name on a piece of paper with a phone number. And that DHS workers will literally call that number, and a voice they don't know will say, yeah, I'll come get her. And that's what they're doing. He says they will literally call the cell phone number. He says, I've watched them do it. And someone will come to pick them up with our taxpayer dollars pay for them to be delivered to whatever name the trafficker gave the child. It's that simple. The current paradigm, he says, is facilitating millions of dollars in windfall for traffickers, and children are getting hurt in ways that only later we'll discover. Well, that feels like it's out there, right? I mean, that's the southern border. That's Jeffrey Epstein, that rich guy who hung out with, you know, celebrities and presidents and whatever else, who had an island in the Virgin Islands and yada, yada, yada. But then you look at this piece, and then, by the way, I said earlier, if you've got kids listening to the show with you today, this might be a time when you might want to listen to the show, but them not, just saying. Because the only way I can tell some of this is to tell you what's in this article. I've got a piece here from The Guardian, and it's a very lengthy article. By the way, all the resources are up on the website if you want to see them. If you want to grab these articles yourself and read through them in detail, go to rightsideradio.org. go to the live stream tab. We have, there's a ton of stuff on our website. I mean, how much more can you cram into one website? But there's a live stream tab. When you go to that one, right above the video image of us inside the studio, there's a button that says resources. Every document you hear me rattling, these resources for the show, they're up there where you can get to them. This one right here is from The Guardian. It was dated in April of this year. It says how Facebook and Instagram became marketplaces for child sex trafficking. I'm telling you, folks, they can get in your house right now. And before I get into this article, one of the ways they do it too is kids oftentimes now, they're playing video games that are synced online with other people playing the same game so they can compete with people they don't even know. And then those same people can talk to each other back and forth. And it's happening a lot. Kids are actually meeting perpetrators inside of video games. You think they're downstairs playing a game in the basement? What they're really doing is talking to a guy who's three times their age who says, hey, man, go on Instagram and hit me up on this one. Send me a picture of yourself. And it goes from there. This story in The Guardian talks about a place called Courtney's House. It's in Washington, D.C. It's a rescue center run by a lady who had been a sex trafficked individual herself when she was young. Her name is Tina Front, and she relates the story starting off with a girl. They use a different name. We'll just call her Maya. That's what they call her in the story. It says Maya told Front that when she was 12, she started receiving direct messages on Instagram from a man she didn't know. She's 12 years old. Now, folks, if you got a 12-year-old on Instagram by herself, think about this. There are filters, and you can check. And by the way, you can also say you're not using Instagram. She said the man, who was 28, told her she was really pretty. According to Front, Maya told her that she started chatting with the man, who was very nice, and he asked her then later to send him naked photos. 12 years old. She told Front, she said, that he would pay her $40 for each one, and he seemed kind, and he kept giving Maya compliments, made her feel special. She decided one day to meet him in person. Then came his next request. Can you help me make some money? He asked her, very simply. He explained that if she could send more photos, nude photos, he would, and then give him her Instagram password, he could upload the photos to her profile. She's a kid. This is why we don't let kids make decisions about sex change operations, because kids oftentimes have an immaturity, and they also have the sense that the adult who's talking to them is an authority figure just because they're an adult. And there's an automatic leaning towards acquiescence because the adult said do, when do is not right. Teach your kids to say no, by the way. Front says Maya told her the man, who is now calling himself a pimp, began using her Instagram profile to advertise her for sex. Before long, sex buyers were sending her direct messages wanting to make a date. Maya told Front she began to get kind of frozen watching what was happening on her account as the pimp negotiated prices and logistics and set up meetings, and she didn't know how to say no or to get out of it. I don't know how it gets down this road, y'all. I don't know how it gets this deep. I mean, some of y'all are thinking, no way, no way. Yes way. It's happening all the time. Maya was eventually found by a passerby lying crumpled on a street in Southeast D.C. Ugh. Half naked and confused. She barely remembers the fact that apparently she'd been gang raped the night before she was dropped off on the street. Well, folks, this is happening through Instagram. Do you see the innocence here? But the perpetrators know where the innocence is. And all they did was start sending nice little compliments. Who are you? What's your name? Hey, send me a picture. Send me another picture. Hey, do a live meeting. Go to a chat room with me. Hey, stop playing that game and go get on your Facebook. Let's talk a little while. Do you have a camera? And next thing you know, your daughter, your little boy is in a room. You think they're up there just surfing online, doing something innocent, playing a game, and there's some dude talking to them. In 2020, according to a report by a U.S.-based not-for-profit called the Human Trafficking Institute, Facebook was labeled as the platform most used to groom and recruit children by sex traffickers. Now, this is not a slam on Facebook. Facebook knows it. Facebook's trying to work it. Facebook's putting protocols in place. And for every time you try to do the right thing, the bad guys will find three ways to get around it. And then you got to do another right thing to try and fix it. And they get five ways around it. And that's what they're doing. It's a constant whack-a-mole. But let me give you some terms so you'll know. Grooming, this article says, refers to the period of manipulation of a victim prior to the exploitation for sex or other purposes. Grooming is when they're getting them ready. Grooming is what the guy was doing when he was flattering her, asking for pictures. Child sex trafficking is the actual sexual exploitation of a child as part of a commercial transaction. This article, when you dig in a little further, I will just tell you that Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook, that Meta acknowledges that human traffickers are using its platform. They are by law reporting everything they find. So I'm not discrediting Meta. I'm just saying that this is one of the places where they go. It says from January to September of 2022, Facebook reported more than 73 million pieces of content under the category of child nudity and sexual abuse. Good God. That's Meta in one small period of time, January to September of last year. And I'm just telling you, this is happening regularly, and it's happening. Of the 34 million pieces of child sex exploitation, the content that was able to be removed quickly from Facebook and Instagram in the final 3 months of 2022, 98% of it was detected by Meta itself. They're finding it as quick as they can. They're deleting it. But what I'm saying is it's happening, and they're happening, and it's happening some more. But it's not just happening out there. It's not just somebody else's kids. It's not just in somebody else's town. Look at a few things that I've got right here. Well, I'll tell you what, let's do this. We're going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to start running down some of the stings and the operations, some of which, by the way, happened right here in small town Alabama. Let's do that. We're taking a break right now while I catch my breath on this one. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to go down the road of some folks that are out there like making a difference, like Jared Hudson with his group Covenant Rescue. They just participated in a sting operation in Fultondale, Alabama, and rounded up a bunch of perps. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, we're finishing up my portion of this number one of the Triple Dipper. Child trafficking is here, and coming up top of the hour, we're going to shift over after the break to talking to Jared Hudson from the Covenant Rescue Group and get his perspective on some things, what they've been up to, and oh, by the way, what successes they've been having. I tell you what, I think I had a number of text messages here I was going to try and jump in on. Hey, one I got, let me jump on this real quick. Steve from Huntsville. So Steve from Huntsville just texted in. He says, I'm a Freemason and I ride with a group called the Widow's Sons Riding Association. All of our fundraisers and charity rides go to a local house that helps these children that have nowhere else to go. Your monologue broke my heart because we all know the reality and it's usually not at the front of our minds. Our charity is religious-based and therefore not allowed tax dollars, but we do what we do. First of all, Steve, thank you for doing that. I appreciate the fact that you've got a group of guys or folks out there that rides and makes this happen and gives the money to a worthy cause like that. Let me just tell you one thing, though. The fact that you're religious-based does not mean you're not allowed to receive tax dollars. It doesn't mean you're going to get a government, you know, funded grant or something like that. But there are local organizations that your state legislators have the ability to work in that they can allocate funds to groups that do good things. So if you know who your state legislator is, I would encourage them to ask for what we often call a community service grant. And the fact that you're a religious-based organization makes no never mind. So I would just encourage you to jump on it, brother. And thanks again for what you do. Hey, I said before, this is here, all right? It's not out there. It's here. Here's some examples. Texas, all right, got this from newswest9.com. Texas Department of Public Safety locates and recovers 30 children in a joint human trafficking operation. 30. Says the Texas DPS Criminal Investigations Division conducted a joint human trafficking operation on May 9th with the goal of recovering and locating reporting missing children in Midland and Ector counties. Okay, keep in mind, one day, two counties rescued 30 kids. The youngest child was 13. Let that sink in. And that, by the way, those aren't just like, you know, we're not talking about, you know, out there. This is all right here, and it's happening as we speak. How about this one? Fox 59 in Indianapolis, April 30th. By the way, that last one from Texas was just a couple weeks ago. April 30th, 32 people have been arrested in a child sex sting, according to a press release from the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. One county, 2 days, April 18th to April 20th, 32 people were arrested in a sting operation as they traveled to try and meet minors, or at least what they thought were minors, for sex acts. It says, since December of 2020, 81 suspects have been arrested in child sex stings by that same Johnson County Sheriff's Office. That's one county, y'all, in the Indianapolis area. One county. 32 in a two-day period. How about this? Let's bring it home. And we'll talk with Jared Hudson more about it. June 26th, that would be 4 days ago. 1819 News reports the Fultondale Police Department, that's right here in our listening area, the Fultondale Police Department announced on Sunday the arrest of 11 individuals in connection to a child predator investigation. Fulton PD worked with the Covenant Rescue Group, and we'll talk to Jared here in a few minutes. The group rescues victims and helps arrest suspects of human trafficking. And then this article went on to name names. By God, they need to name names. So did the one from Indianapolis. Name names. I mean, you've got people here that are everywhere from early 20s to one dude is almost 60 years old, and they're traveling, you know, across the state and from out of state to try and meet kids in Fultondale for sex acts. And we good on them, the Fultondale PD and Covenant Rescue in one day caught 11 perps in Fultondale, Alabama. I was proud, by the way, a few years ago when I was in the state legislature, and when I was with the Alabama Policy Institute also, be a part of the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force. And the Human Trafficking Summit they held in earlier this year, they were doing all kinds of training and awareness. One of the things that's really happened, Mark Colson, who runs the Alabama Trucking Association, I know Mark, he's a good dude. They have made it a policy to train their membership, like upwards of 30,000 Alabama truckers have been trained in what to watch for and how to have keen awareness and what the reporting should be done when you see certain things, because truck stops and hotels are very often places where the transfers take place, the human trafficking takes place. But I'll also tell you, too, that one of the things I was proud of was to be a somebody who helped support and pass legislation in the year 2016. We called it the Safe Harbor Act. And when a kid has been forced into prostitution, the sense is they shouldn't wind up having to be criminally liable for being forced by an adult into prostitution through sex trafficking, that the child will be allowed to have their record expunged. And so we passed that in the year 2016, and it was a good plan. Folks, all this stuff's happening in your backyard. It really is. It's happening right here. Too often, some of what's happening is coming through electronic devices into your house. And I say all this stuff today, and we'll talk about it more. We're not done yet, because the sense of awareness is the very first step. Knowing it's there, pulling off our blinders and ripping down their mask is what has to be done. All right, folks, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, now the guy who runs Covenant Rescue Group, he's had some successes here of late, and we're going to talk to him about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.